finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, and I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We're speaking to you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas, on this 18th day. It's a Tuesday, 18th day of April, 2006. Well, I thought today might have been April 1st. I thought somebody was trying to pull an April Foolie on me. Got a call from a gentleman in the network today. And he was talking to one of the people here at the network and saying that he had purchased a particular shortwave radio from a dealer in Northwest Arkansas. Okay, so far, pretty benign. Until the meat of the story that was revealed. This gentleman that purchased a radio from a dealer, the dealer himself had gotten a letter from Homeland Security demanding the list of shortwave radio buyers for the last 10 years and told him to turn over the information to Homeland Security, which set me on a course immediately to call Alberto Gonzalez's office, you know, the henchman has been for George W. Bush here in Texas and also at the White House, also called Homeland Security. Well, it was very interesting. When I called Homeland Security, shunted me off to an area that nobody picked up a phone. And then when I tried to call back, the call was blocked. So I finally got through to Alberto Gonzalez's office. And I'm going to play you the clip of that after the first break. Chris, you going to have that ready? Okay, he will have that ready. We've got Chris Boland standing by, but let me get this piece out of the way first. And I want people to understand something. I'm not one of these rollover kind of guys. If somebody comes to this network or the business office and starts demanding records, they're going to be out of here faster than they came in. I hope people understand that. Because it's not Homeland Security, one of their little PR people that I'm going to talk to. I'm going to talk to somebody from Gonzalez's office, and I left instructions with the person I was talking to. I said, don't turn this over to public affairs or your PR people. I want to talk to somebody in authority in your office. Who do you people think that you are? Somebody comes walking into this place demanding to see list of people I've done business with, and I don't give a hoot whether it was on a shortwave radio or buying gold and silver. They're only going to get led, folks. I'm going to tell you that right now. The time has come. They're putting together their consolidated law enforcement, the federalized police, right in your face. They're doing it behind closed doors. No major announcements here, but just going around and victimizing this person and that person, trying to get them to comply through fear and intimidation. It's about time to take George Bush, Alberto Gonzalez, the PNAC boys, and any other shadow son of a bugger in this government, tie some rocks around their weight belts, ladies and gentlemen, and throw them in the Atlantic and let them swim back to England. Enough is enough. Now, I've warned people over and over and over and over again. The climate in this country is going to change. There will come a time, if you've been a little timid so far, there will come a time where you're barely able to speak above a whisper because of threat of arrest or intimidation or confiscation or whatever the case may be. Let me ask you a question here today, America. Is America worth saving if all we have are cowards and sheep? There's the question for the day. We'll be back. We'll play that clip right after the break. And I've got Christopher Bolin hanging online from the American Free Press. We'll get into 9/11 issues. He's been doing a lot of interviewing lately. We'll get to this skullduggery here in a moment. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Go ahead, Kelly, run that clip.
Department of Justice, after 17.
Yes, good afternoon. Alberta
It just quit. Why did it just quit? Get Chris back in here. All right. We'll hang on here for a second. We've got a computer glitch going on. Yes, Chris, it just quit on me here, and I don't know why.
Are you, or is someone you know, experiencing...
No, I don't think that's it.
Department of Justice, after 17.
There we go.
Yes, good afternoon. Alberto Gonzalez's office, please.
Oh, please.
One ringy-dingy.
General's office. Yes, with whom am I speaking, please?
Oz.
I'm sorry?
Oz.
Oz?
Yeah.
Okay, Oz. This is John Stadtmiller from Republic Broadcasting Network. And I wanted to relay a message or talk to somebody in your office. I just was informed by one of my employees.
Corlaw.
Yes.
That's for the front office.
Thank you, Oz.
Yes, sir.
Great, I'm in the land of Oz now.
Attorney General's office.
Yes, my name is John Stadtmiller. I'm calling from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, I'll need to transfer you to public affairs. Hold on.
use your security at work, folks. Nobody to answer a telephone, right?
Public affairs, please hold. Public affairs, please hold. They put me through public affairs. Public affairs?
Yes, this is John Stadtmiller from Republic Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my employees just informed me this morning that a gentleman in Northwest Arkansas went in with his shortwave radio, of all things,
uh-huh.
into a man's office. And the man was highly upset because he received a letter from Homeland Security demanding, mind you, demanding that he turn over his list for all persons that have purchased a shortwave radio in the last 10 years. Does this sound like a problem for public relations here, or do I need to speak to somebody in the main office? He hung up on me.
Is that it, Kelly? Is the other call included in there?
To replay the message, press.
Okay, all right. So there you have it, folks. There's your redress of government for you. Now, I did call the Office of Inspector General, and they promised not to have a public relations guy, you know, the spin doctors and the placators call me back that I am going to get an official call here in regards to Homeland Security. Now, I'll say this again, and today, mind you, I don't cotton to anybody demanding any list of me, who I do business with, because quite frankly, it's nobody's business except myself and the people that we deal with, okay? First off, Homeland Security is not stupid enough to come around this office and bother me because they know exactly what kind of response that they would get. Besides, I'm too high profile a character to mess with. They'll just go around and try to pick on the what they perceive as being old or just little people that don't have much of a voice. Well, I got to tell you something, folks. Today I just fired an advertiser because I found out that the company that that was advertising on this network, and if I name the product, you won't hear the ads on the air anymore, so I'll leave that to your imagination. But they were treating customers shabbily, and that was a good-paying account. But you know what? I didn't care because I'd rather eat sand and gravel and die of starvation than deal with people for the sake of doing business, okay? Why don't you just go to work for the other side because they pay more? You know, I've been doing this. This is my second network. I've been a talk show host for 13 years. We have never, ever, ever had anybody even write us a bad check. Now, there's a simple reason for this, because we're dealing with the salt of the earth out there, the people that are trying to make the distinction between good and bad, that aren't compromising themselves, that have just drawn a line and said, you know what, my life is a mess, this country's life is a mess, and I'm going to start dealing with people the way they should be dealt with. I think that's a Holly Bibble thing, isn't it? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if you don't like doing that, go join the other side, because they pay better. I've put calls in, by the way, to the major shortwave manufacturing outlets in this country. And I'm demanding to know of them if they're getting calls or visits from the Homeland Security. Because if you understand this, folks, these radios are shipped to us. We ship them out of this office. There is nobody, and this will happen over my dead body and a lot of theirs, I guarantee you, they will never get one record out of me for anybody that we do business with. And I don't care if it's on gold and silver. I don't care if it's on a radio. I don't care if somebody called up to order a pocket constitution. You know, there was a past president that said the buck stops here. Well, I'm taking responsibility here. People that deal with this network need to know that their interests are first and foremost here and now, not passed off to some slick-talking PR guy or some salesman that'll razzle-tazzle you and sell you the sizzle. This is not what this is about, folks. We are literally in a battle for our survival. And all those that are treating this as if this is a game, you can go to grass and eat hay. All right? End of message. Chris Bolin is my guest today and is currently investigating the people connected with key aspects of 9/11. These include the mysterious emergency landings at Cleveland Hopkins Airport on 9/11, the criminal destruction of the steel and evidence from the World Trade Center, the obstruction of justice for the 9/11 victims' families, and the non-investigation of the events of that day. Now, in all of these aspects and many more, there are key gatekeepers of information who controlled or control these crucial processes. In each and every case, he has found that every controller or gatekeeper is a highly connected Zionist. For these reasons and others, he's convinced that the military intelligence of the State of Israel, with the complicity of the highly placed Zionists in the U.S., people like Michael Chertoff, John Ashcroft, Maurice Greenberg, et al., played the primary role in the execution of the false flag terror attacks of 9/11. I have Christopher Bolin with me. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hello, John. Good to be with you.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Boy, I'll tell you what. There are days and then there are days. I don't like talking about and dealing with Homeland Security. This little magic gift that was all wrapped up and presented to the American public under the guise of their safety and security has turned into nothing but a gigantic police state, ever nosing, ever digging, putting their nose in people's business where it does not belong.
Oh, absolutely. The Homeland Security Act had a lot of things in it that were very detrimental to the nation, of course, but also a lot of the evidence and a lot of the key players of September 11th were given protection. For example, in the last few minutes of Homeland Security, before that bill was passed, a last-minute provision gave the security companies that worked at the airports, there are three companies involved, all foreign-owned, but more importantly, the Huntley USA Corporation that provided the screening and airport security on 9/11 at Boston Airport and at Newark Airport, where three of the four airplanes came from. That company was given corporate immunity by Congress in a last-minute provision inserted into that bill. So that company cannot be sued, and we cannot get information from that company about what they did or they did not do on September 11th. That's outrageous.
Well, and, of course, the lawsuits that are going on. Now, you did a story for the American Free Press, and you talk about the 20th hijacker, Zacharias Massawi here, which this guy's a nutcase. He is nobody that was in any way connected, supposedly, with the events of September 11, 2001. And they have put the fix in. The 9/11 plaintiffs have basically been put under a gag order. The 9/11 victims' families have not been given the same right to have their cases heard in an open trial by jury.
Absolutely. There hasn't been not a single victim's case has gotten to the point what we call discovery, where questions are asked and facts are brought out and forget about a trial. So far, none of them have gone to trial. What's wrong with this?
Well, what are they afraid of? I mean, I can make my assumptions here. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to assume, probably safely, that if a trial gets to a trial by jury stage, that they would be afraid that there might be evidence presented in public and in front of a jury that the government does not want out.
Oh, absolutely. And in order to prevent that from happening, what they've done is they've consolidated all of the cases. You know, there's a lot of people that had wrongful death cases, the criminal case, like Ellen Mariani, and all these cases were consolidated by Judge Hellerstein of the Southern District of New York into one big negligence case, which becomes, it's no longer a criminal case. But these people are being harassed by the judge and all of these people who are working for the court. They're being harassed.
Okay, hold on. We've got to take this break. My guest today, Christopher Bolin, writer for the American Free Press. We will return with this gentleman right after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, we're back. Christopher Boland is my guest, writer for American Free Press. We left off with the gal that you were talking about, Mary Annie. Mm-hmm. What, Christopher? You've been doing interviews for the last couple of days?
Well, actually, no. I'm out west, and I spent a couple of weeks with Miss Mariani.
Okay.
And she's not supposed to speak to the media, and she signed an agreement that with the New Hampshire court. She said she was forced into it. The lawyers advised her to do this, and she signed that, so she's not supposed to be talking to the media about her current case. And the thing is, it turns out, is that basically all of the 9/11 relatives who are involved in litigation have signed similar agreements. They've been effectively silenced from speaking to the media. And that's why, you know, when we're hearing so much about Zacharias Massawi, I mean, the man is crazy. It just was reported recently that his father and his two sisters are both mentally ill. I think it seems to run in the family. But why are we hearing so much about this case, which is like a show trial? to bolster the government's case. But not a single relative or victim's case has come to the anywhere near the same process. They have been denied having an open trial by jury, which is what they want. People like Ellen Mariani, what they want, they've always wanted this. And Ellen Mariani has said from the very beginning, she doesn't want to take the government payout. She doesn't want to take the government money. She refused to, so did a lot of other people, and because they want the truth, and they want the truth to come out through the courts. And that's where they put their faith. They put their faith in the U.S. court system that they would have their day in court and that they would get to the bottom of what happened and who's accountable for what happened on September 11th. And as I told you in the earlier segment, already the security companies, that's Huntley and Argentbright and Globe Security, one's British, one's Swedish, and one's Israeli, they've already been given corporate immunity from discussing in a court of law anything that they did on September 11th. Now, that's outrageous because Huntley USA is owned by an Israeli company called ICTS, International Consultants on Targeted Security. This is a Mossad firm, and this company ran the security at Boston's Logan Airport and at Newark Airport on September 11th. And this company has been shielded by an act of Congress, this Homeland Security bill you just talked about.
This is becoming an American nightmare. And people, Chris, the thing that's bothering me about this is that people are not aware of the skullduggery, the cover-up. We're getting the branded spin from the major horde medias out there.
Right.
And the fact that Mariani even spoke to you. I would consider the lawyers themselves, and I get this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to somebody about something that they're going through. Well, my attorney has advised me not to say anything. Well, why is that? Because I might say something that would be detrimental to my case. The way I see this, that the lawyers are detrimental to the defendant's case, and they're part and parcel of they're complicit in the cover-up.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is that there's a 9/11 tort litigation website out of the court where all these documents are available. And reading through them, we can see that now there's a mediator who's been introduced into the process, a lady named Sheila Birnbaum. And Sheila Birnbaum works for a company called Skadden Arps. And this is Skadden Arps is one of the legal firms involved that has a great deal of business with the state of Israel and also a great deal of business with the insurance companies and the reinsurance companies who have the most to lose from these lawsuits. Now, this mediator is supposed to meet with the victims, the relatives, the grieving relatives, like people like Ellen Mariani. And that means that this poor woman, this widow who hasn't had any closure to this case in more than 4 years, is being asked to sit down with a professional negotiator, mediator of insurance companies to determine what is this woman's pain. It's outrageous, you see, because in this case, like in the case of Ellen Mariani, she's a victim. She lost her husband, and she's being treated like she's a murderer. She's being treated as if she is the person who committed 9/11, rather than being a grieving relative.
And this case should be an open murder case. This should be, in the annals of American jurisprudence, this is the biggest cover-up, the greatest amount of property and personal lives lost, the greatest cover-up through the King Commission, through the Bush White House, through the medias, the controlled medias, the MSMs, we like to call them. And it's getting to a point that, I mean, when you call Homeland Security anymore, now you just get hung up on.
Well, yeah, that's the way they act. But another reason I'm out here in Provo, Utah right now, because there's this professor who has, Professor Stephen Jones, who is a physics professor. He's a quiet, soft-spoken man. He's a teaching professor. But he came out with a paper last fall in which he showed that thermite was used to bring down the World Trade Centers. And, this morning I saw a demonstration in which they did a thermite reaction. And this is the stuff that melts steel, that brings down buildings.
There was stuff that was being played with back in the 90s, the mid-90s. They were testing. It was called thermite plasma, which I guess was... That stuff on steroids. We'll be right back with Chris Boland. Hang on, folks.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
There is new information that is coming about, and we've got to be careful here. And Chris, I know that you've been an investigative journalist for a number of years. And on your meter, you can usually detect the bullcrap when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are folks out there that are saying, putting forth different things. When I heard about Jones's thing about the thermite, that would stand to reason. But it seems that this is at 4.5 years after the fact that we're now taking off in a new direction.
Well, no, we're not taking off in a new direction. The thing is that as I've written about from the very beginning about the towers, and one of my first stories I wrote back in September of 2001 was eyewitness evidence of explosions in the World Trade Center. The fundamental question has always been, what cut the central columns enabling the buildings to fall? Because each tower had 47 central columns, box columns, of Japanese-produced steel. The walls of these box columns at the base were 4 inches thick. These were the load-bearing columns that held up the two towers. The buildings would not fall if these columns were not cut, were not clipped. And in that article that I wrote back then in September, October 2001, a friend of mine who was standing right there outside, right there on Church Street, watching the burning towers, he said very clearly that he was very careful with his language. He said he saw Between the 10th and the 15th floors of the tower, he saw these emissions of white light accompanied by a crackling sound. These were emissions. They weren't flashes. And as soon as they stopped burning, a few seconds later, the building came down. And, you know, I didn't say that this, but this appears to have been the severing of the of some of the central columns at that level. And now we know from other reports that other firefighters saw similar things. Now, this is exactly what thermite does. Thermite's been around a long time. Thermite is what they used to use to weld the rails of the railroads together, because it's just rust. It's ferrous oxide rust and aluminum powder mixed in about 50-50 amounts, and that powder is just simply put next to the metal in a ceramic jug or something, and you put a magnesium strip in there. You light the magnesium wick, and then you get this reaction. The end result of the reaction is a great deal of heat and molten iron. Now, this is another thing that we brought out, American Free Press brought out to the public, is that great amounts of molten steel, molten iron, were found in the basements of the World Trade Center, both towers, and building number 7. And we were puzzled as what caused this immense amount of heat that would have resulted in melting, steel columns. And now, Professor Jones, as a physicist, as an honest American physicist, has come out with this. But if you read through the official versions, like the NIST report and the FEMA report, you find this evidence, but they can't explain it. For example, if you remember the South Tower when it was burning, there was a lot of cameras turned on the northeast corner of that building. And what we saw in the video just before the South Tower fell is this great amount of molten metal pouring out of about the 80th floor, right there at the corner. It's just coming out, this white-hot, bright yellow molten steel is pouring. It's just pouring out of the building, a large amount of it. And we say, where did that come from? And then in the NIST report, in Appendix C of Chapter 9, they have a photograph showing that corner from around the corner, and we see a very bright white flame burning among all the yellow and orange flames, and it's producing a white smoke. And NIST says, the NIST report says, well, this is clearly aluminum reaction, but we don't know what's causing it. Well, the only thing that explains that is thermite, and that thermite was used on the steel members of the critical steel columns and members of that building to sever them, to cut them, to initiate the collapse. And if you look at Eric Hoofschmidt's book, I don't know if you have that, but on page 23 he has a photograph. It's a famous photograph of three New York firefighters standing right there in the middle of the rubble, and there's all these box columns standing behind them. There's like they're all broken and laying, you know, helter-skelter. But there's one right above the fireman in the middle, and it shows the box column has been cut, but it has not been cut by an acetylene torch because it has all of this molten residue that is poured down on both sides, on the inside and the outside of the box column. So clearly this column was not cut by an acetylene torch. It has all of the characteristics of having been cut by thermite.
Now, Stephen Jones, that's his contention now. Is this what could have been still burning weeks and months after the buildings came down?
Yes, this is what would have – this when thermite burns, when you have this reaction, it reaches a temperature of 2,500 degrees Celsius. And that is and if you add sulfate to it, if you add 2% of sulfur to this aluminum ferrous oxide mix, Then you lower the temperature, the melting temperature of the steel. So as Professor Jones says, then the thermite cuts through the steel like a warm knife through butter.
Did he explain time frame wise how long it would take to do this?
it's the thermite reaction. Just the basic thermite reaction takes a couple seconds. But if you have very finely divided particles like nanoparticles or extremely finely divided particles of aluminum and ferrous oxide, then you create something called superthermite, which has an explosive reaction, which does the reaction in a fraction of a second with an explosive force. So I mean, there's all kinds of variants that could have been involved. There could have been some slower burns, like I told you what my friend saw between 10 and 15, because
mm-hmm.
he didn't see a flash. He saw emissions of light. So it appears that what he saw was that he saw some of the central columns being cut with what sounds like a standard thermite. But this stuff cuts through. You see, there's no other explanation as to what could have cut, what could have severed those central columns of the building to bring down the collapse. Because, you know, if we look at the if we look at other buildings that have been through extreme fires, similar buildings like the Windsor Building in Madrid, Spain, it burned for more than a day, more than 24 hours. It burned at a super hot temperature, yet it remained standing. And when it and when some of the floors did give way, when they did have some pancaking of the floors at the top, that happened. A few floors actually did collapse on themselves slowly, a few, but no central columns failed. And this is the key question that the government has been unable to answer, is what cut the central columns?
Well, and it's hard to fathom. And what's really ironic about this, I don't know how sloppy or how stupid they think we are. But, Chris, for years, you could see this on Discovery Channel or whatever the case may be. I mean, they did a whole series of stories of demolition companies, how they set the charges. There's some famous buildings in Las Vegas. There was the football stadium in Seattle, Washington, that was brought down by explosives. As I watched, and I think it was the what was the tower that fell first?
The South Tower fell first.
Okay, and the top floors. Now, we're talking about a building that's well over 1,000 feet high, a fifth of a mile high.
Yeah, 1,350 feet, something like that, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the top floors of that building, it looked like it was ready to slide right off of the main structure. And then shortly after that, then we had this supposedly pancake theory take place, and this 1,300-story building, 1,300-foot building, rather, collapsed on itself, right down to the ground, more than a fifth of a mile down to the ground in one neat little pile of rubble. This is, by its very nature, absolutely impossible.
Right. And this is the thing, is that you know, I and people like me and Eric Hushman and others have been writing about this for years, and we felt like one hand clapping for a long time because there was no resonance coming from the academic community. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of physicists in the United States and academicians who know in their heart of hearts that this is not a plausible explanation for what happened on that day. People like Van Romero, who watched it on TV in Washington and said clearly there were explosives in the building. I mean, this is a serious man. But as he was on his way to the Pentagon to discuss funding for his New Mexico Tech, he changed his tune 10 days later and said, clearly fires brought down the towers. So we've been looking for an honest academician, somebody who would buck the trend and speak, you know, from a scientific point of view about what the evidence shows us. And you know, Stephen Jones out here in Provo, Utah, is that man. And he's been threatened and he's been bribed. They've tried to bribe him. People have tried to get him to change his tune, but he hasn't done it. He hasn't done it. And, you know, the media, the mainstream media, have avoided him like the plague. The only mainstream media outlet that came and interviewed him was MSNBC. They sent somebody named Tucker Carlson out here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, during the interview, Mr. Jones, Professor Jones said, like, well, are you going to show the clip? He wanted them to show the clip that he had prepared that showed the collapse of building number 7, the 47-story tower that fell at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And he has three times. Well, are you going to show the clip? Like, that's essential to his argument, right? The collapse, how this 47-story building fell neatly down in a clear example of controlled demolition. And they said, we're not going to show the clip, you know. And then they did a piece about Mr. Professor Jones that was very critical and you know, tried to make him sound like a lunatic.
Well, it's fascinating that Tucker Carlson, I just saw a commercial for his program, that he'll tackle any issue, that he'll take on anything, and he doesn't care what it is. Well, you know, they're getting desperate, Chris, because CNN says it's the most trusted name in the news.
Right.
Fox News says, we report, you decide. No, actually, they decide what they're going to report and how they're going to spin it. You're familiar with people in the media, like Danny Schlechter, that covered the Iraq deal and the media's cover-up on the Iraq war in Afghanistan. And now we're having the run-up to Iran here. Supposedly. Now, and folks, this dovetails into what we're talking about here, because out of September 11th of 2001, we have had our Constitution shredded, We have had multitudes of offices erected to go out and eat at our substance. If you remember your Declaration of Independence, you better reread that because history does repeat itself. We have seen countless things, wars being waged, and freedoms robbed, homeland security, this vaunted spectacle of the government being formed to supposedly protect us while our southern borders remain wide open. This is hypocrisy to the nth degree, and it is my fervent hope, it is my undying wish that more people in the academic circles come forward with more information. So far, the only guy that's really gotten any airtime whatsoever has been Charlie Sheen on the issue of 9/11. And they can't apparently shut this guy up. Kelly, if you would, and I wanted to throw this in the body of the show, run that clip of it'll come in after what? It'll play after the break. Okay, great. We'll stand by for that one. I'm being programmed by a computer. Okay, I can't do a show anymore. All right. At any rate, we've had just so much that has happened, and 3,000 people were murdered. And it wasn't by Al-Qaeda. It wasn't by Saddam Hussein.
Right.
It was by members of our own government, our own shadow government. Have you been able to determine, have you been able to wheedle this down any further as to where the finger of blame can be pointed here?
Yeah, like you said in the opening introduction there, is that I approached this very openly. But, you know, one of the very first stories I wrote about was the five dancing Israeli guys who were picked up in New Jersey. And then, of course, by December, that became 200 Israelis, as the Carl Cameron piece on Fox News reported. A lot of his information actually came from American Free Press. But so we had these 200 Israelis who were, you know, either art students or fake movers. And these people worked for Mossad front companies like Urban Moving Systems in Weehawken, New Jersey. And so the question is, like, well, what were all these Israelis, what was this huge covert Israeli operation doing, going on in the United States, and was it a rogue operation which Ariel Sharon knew nothing about, or was Ariel Sharon the master of the whole plan?
Now let's fit this in its proper context. Why would Israel and the Mossad, and specifically Ariel Sharon, why would they be interested in 9/11?
Well, 9/11... You know, as you just said, it's the causes belli. It's the new Pearl Harbor. It is the seminal event that has brought the United States as a invader and occupier of the Middle East. And being, you know, Israel's strategic ally, the United States is now literally defending the borders of Israel. Ariel Sharon has always been the kind of planner that has sought that. If you understand Zionism, that is the eventuality that had to occur at some point. You know, how the Americans went to Lebanon after the invasion of 1982, for example, and United States and Italians and French so-called peacekeepers held the line of the Israeli assault in Lebanon. It was outrageous, and a lot of American guys and French soldiers were killed in that terrible bombing that happened in Beirut, which the Israelis knew was going to happen, yet they didn't warn those Marines. I mean, this is part of the historical picture. Now, you have to also remember that Ariel Sharon is the kind of person who is an anti-Semite, in the sense that he promotes anti-Semitism as much as possible, because that encourages Jews to leave places like France and the United States and go to Israel, which is where he believes all Jews belong. So you have to understand that the Zionism of Ariel Sharon is a very racist-oriented philosophy, and it's very pragmatic. And that's what he wants to do. So if it turns out, which I believe the case, that Israel played a very key role in the events of 9/11, in Ariel Sharon's perverted, you know, view of the world and Judaism, it would be a good thing, because it would force American Jews to be in a very uncomfortable position whereby they would have to decide whether they want to stay in the United States and still be seen as supporters of Israel, this country that committed this atrocity, or whether they would pack up their bags and go to Israel and, you know, live in this expanded Israel that Ariel Sharon dreams about.
Well, and it's interesting here. We got to take a break here in a minute, but it's interesting the media's, and I'm going to warn people out there to pay particular attention to this, because in this run-up to the invasion of Iran, which we already have special forces in there doing whatever, one can assume that they'd be in there painting targets for possible bombings, the same as they did in Iraq. But one thing that is left out of this story about them trying to develop nuclear weapons and their bullish stance against America and all the other rhetoric that comes right out of the Tavistock going back to World War I, it doesn't matter, just play the tape for a brand new war, demonize the bad guys, and off you go. But you'll notice in all of these stories, they will not say that, well, the reason why Iraq, or Iran, rather, wants to develop nuclear weapons as a deterrent against Israel, because they're sitting there with 400 nuclear weapons, but not one of these clowns on the mainstream media will ever report the fact and never breathe a word that Israel is the third biggest nuclear power on planet Earth. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back with my guest today, Christopher Bolin, right after this.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
Telling Mom about these people that came into the office yesterday.
Let me guess, was it a crack whore trying to get her kids back for the welfare money, or...?
Actually, it was a family from Afghanistan who fled the Taliban and sweated out visa lotteries in a refugee camp and hold down 3 jobs. You think it's funny? The FBI snatched their son off the street like we're some third world dictatorship.
Pretty scary.
There must have been some reason, Meadow.
Like he's a terrorist, maybe.
9/11. Bush is using it as an excuse to erode our constitutional protections, and you're falling for it.
That was actually a clip out of the TV program Sopranos that played over the weekend. Chris, something very strange is going on in America. We have Hollywood celebs coming out, speaking out against 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We have nobody in the ACLU, strangely enough, that, well, they're complaining about Homeland Security and some of the measures that are being taken, taking the lesser of the evils that we see coming out of Homeland Security as Bush was caught, Air Bush in Washington, with his unconstitutional tapping and snooping and pooping on all Americans. Of course, Alberto Gonzalez said that this is perfectly acceptable. What has happened here in America is we have become, we are all suspect. And until we prove ourselves to be innocent, either when they come and gather us up and haul us into court, which, you know, we're under terrorism, we're all considered to be enemy combatants. This doesn't have to do primarily with people with funny little headdress and darker skin, and they spend a lot of their time staring at sand dunes. No, we've got Homeland Security snooping and pooping around on everything, and Homeland Security has been described as being a neat, nifty tool here for American law enforcement because now they have greater powers to go catch bad guys. The problem is that 10 years ago we saw coming out of the Clinton White House who they were describing under Attorney General Janet Reno, Butch, who possible terrorists are. Oh, that's right, people that talk excessively and insist upon the Constitution, gun owners and organizations that speak about Second Amendment rights, these people, these cultists, these Christian organizations out there. And we caught the FBI and Maricopa County sheriffs going along with these guys, and we had an attorney general coming out and saying, yeah, if you believe in these things, you believe in the Bible, Second Amendment, the Constitution, you might be a terrorist. This has all been geared, and I think people are missing this. And this is where the news media, I hold them absolutely complicit in this cover-up, that they're not discussing the issues that really need to be discussed here.
Oh, absolutely. The media is the key player in this, because they're the ones who interpret the history and spread the government version of the, of you know, interpretation of the event. But the thing is that we have the 9/11 mass murder crime. And after that, we had the destruction of the evidence, the secreting of the evidence, what happened when the feds took over the whole crime scene, and then they destroyed the evidence. They said they allowed a man named Alan D. Ratner to sell 50,000 tons of steel from the World Trade Center to Shanghai, China, where it was melted down. Now, this was the largest destruction of evidence from a crime scene in the history of the world.
Now, and let's keep in mind here that this was the Port Authority up there that's owned outright by the Rockefellers. The steel that was being taken away from the crime scene, ladies and gentlemen, the steel was sold to scrap metal vendors, and most was soon on ships bound for China, India. Some of the smaller pieces and a few token large pieces of steel marked saved were allowed to be inspected at Fresh Kills landfill by FEMA's BPAT volunteers. Officials running the cleanup operation took pains to make sure that the structural steel didn't end up anywhere but in blast furnaces. What did they do? Well, they installed GPS locator devices on each of the trucks hauling loads from Ground Zero. It only cost them $1,000 a piece. And by the way, if you're a driver on one of these rigs, then they were tracking and tracing you. If you stopped to have a donut or a cup of coffee, guess what happened to you? You got fired. We'll be back second hour with Chris Bolin right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. I'm your host, John Statmiller, and you're listening to the National Intel Report.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse.
call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.